Everybody begin to come in. Yeah. Blessings, everybody. Blessings, everybody. Hallelujah. All right. Blessings on today. Blessings on today. God bless everybody. Blessings everybody in the house. Hallelujah. That's the rest of the day. Rose from the dead on today. The tomb is empty on today, guys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Rose from the dead. Blessings on everybody. Blessings everybody in the house on today. Yes. Blessings, everybody. Amen. Yes. Come on and bless the Lord in the house. Amen. The next voice you won't be hearing up in here. Amen. Alright, everybody, get ready. Thank you, Hayson, for coming in on today. Amen. On Resurrection Day. Special shout out to our Cuban family out today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We getting ready to introduce the song and introduce to all over 88 countries and 47 states on today. As we go, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank everybody for tuning in live on the air. Amen. Live on the air of ELR Prophetic Shift Podcast Network, where we're spreading the gospel throughout the nation. For those that are coming in for the first time, we have the credentials for those. Call in live. Call in live on today at 313-209-8800. Amen. If you want to hear a word on today, I challenge you to come on in the room on today. Amen. For those who are listening on YouTube, amen, and live on today, happy Resurrection Day. Amen. He has risen from the dead. Amen. With all power in his hands. Amen. On today. And we are excited about what God is doing right now for those who are in the place on tonight. Amen. And those are placed on this morning. Amen. This is a day. Amen. That we're going to celebrate. Amen. Amen. That he has rose from the dead. Amen. As we introduce to some and introduce to others on today, none other than, amen, the Honorable, amen, Pastor Franklin Goffin, amen, out of Miami, Florida, amen, with Elect Lady Gloria Goffin, amen, on this day. Amen. So I'm excited. I'm super excited of what God is getting ready to bring on this morning. So I introduce to some and I introduce to others. Amen. Just bear with me one moment. I'm going to share a screen just one moment. And we introduce to some and we introduce to others. Amen. On today. Amen. Of Love and Action Christian Center on today. God bless you. We're turning over to you, Pastor Goffin.
Happy Resurrection Day to everyone, everywhere, believers and non-believers. Happy Resurrection Day. One day you will believe. Hallelujah. Jesus is on his way back.
Yes, he is.
He's out of the tomb, and he's doing an awesome job through us. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. He's risen. He is risen. Hallelujah. My God, what a mighty God we from God. This is Pastor Franklin Goffin here in Miami, Florida, with elect Lady Gloria Goffin. Amen. Loving Action Christian Center. Amen. Sunday morning manner. Amen. I hope you had breakfast already, because I'm not serving that kind of food this morning. I'm serving a different type. Amen. Because I'm out of had breakfast this morning. This is what I'd have had on the menu. I'd have had bacon, grits, eggs, and toast, and a 2 liter Coke.
Oh, amen. Ooh, Jesus.
Hey. Had this morning. Amen. But I'm too excited about eating right now. I eat a little later. So when I get off the podcast, I'm going in there and throw down, y'all. Hey, I'm going to throw down.
Amen.
You look, I'm going to be physically, spiritually, I'm praying that God will be, you know, my mind.
Line muted.
I'm going to cry out here. Hallelujah. Amen. Many people had, amen, sunrise service, and a lot of them stopped it all together. But I remember when we used to have sunrise service. We had a great time, and then we had to come back and have another service. I said, boy, we had service all day on Sunday, on Resurrection Day. Amen. A lot of them, like I said, have cut it up. They're not doing it anymore because of COVID and all this other stuff. But I think things are fine the way it was. I don't know why. Well, people just change. They want to do something different. But there's nothing different from serving God.
It's
different if you're not saved. But if you're saved, all they're doing is God will use you in a different way. Like he used Paul and Silas and others. He's using us in the same manner. Amen. Some people, we are able to travel all over the world. Amen. Go by airplane and that stuff. But now we have technology. We own a podcast. They got Facebook. They got YouTube. And they got anything you name out there. They got it going so the gospel can get out everywhere. Amen. We are preaching to 88 countries. That's a lot of people you'll be preaching to that you don't even see, that you don't even hear their voices. But they hear your voice. And my voice is very important to them this morning. Hallelujah. Telling them about the resurrection. Jesus is alive and well. He's not hidden in a cave. Amen. When they crucified him, they didn't crucify him in a barn. They crucified him on a hill called Calvary. And the whole world could see it and feel it and know that God, Jesus, had died for us. Amen. When he died. Amen. You see, the earth opened up. And the saints come up out of the grave. Hallelujah. And that made a lot of people believe, because they had never seen them like that before. Because nobody, Jesus was the most important person then and now. Hallelujah. Listen, when something like that happened, that whole land was dark. The sun didn't shine. The moon can you imagine seeing something like that? If you get one of the believers, you will have to become a believer. And there's something about this man. And all the other people that you hung on the cross, nothing like this ever happened. He just died and that was it. But Jesus came along and made a difference in the whole world. He took 12 disciples and change the world forever. And it'll never be the same again. Sin's gonna be here until Jesus come back. Hallelujah. And rapture the church up out of here. But listen, God is alive and well. He's alive and well. He's not in anybody's hospital. He's not in anybody's institution. But he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he lives in us. This morning, hallelujah, when he rose with all power on heaven and the earth, was given to him. Jesus is alive. What a name. My name don't mean a whole lot, but the name of Jesus, people are healed, demons are cast out. Hallelujah. Listen, you don't have to struggle with demons. Just call them out and say, let's go. Get out of here. You've been here too long. How many of this man or this woman or this boy or this girl? You got to go, and go now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to be struggling and been aggressive with something all day and half the night. No, this is not a struggle thing. This is speak the word. You got to go. Hallelujah. Can you imagine being there, watching him, John and Mary were the ones at the cross. His mother was at the cross. Hallelujah. Watching her son being hung, knowing that he had to do this, not only for her, but for the whole entire world. He did something that no other man has ever done and ever will do. He was the only one who could have done this. All of his disciples and the patriarchs could have did this. But his life wasn't perfect. Jesus' life was perfect. Hallelujah. There was no guile, no sin in his life. But he was born, born a perfect baby. I don't believe he had any childhoods because of diseases. If they did, it wasn't recorded. How can stuff like that attack him? Hallelujah. And I was telling somebody about this one time as I prayed for my children that they would not have any childhoods because of diseases. I said, sister, that ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Hallelujah. If you believe it, it could happen. If Jesus didn't have it, why would you have to have it? I had a whole lot of stuff. I had chicken pox and mumps and measles and all them other things. Hallelujah. But listen, I survived. I'm here. Because back then things wasn't, didn't have a lot of cures for a whole lot of stuff. But God is the cure for every sickness, every disease, no matter what you're going through. And he's bigger than whatever problem you have. He's doing, he can blot your problems out. He can blot your sicknesses out. Your disease has got to go. Hallelujah. My God. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah, let me change that because everybody not serving. What a mighty God I serve. Hallelujah. I had to speak for myself this morning. But God is an awesome God. He rose that you could have light to the tree of life. He rose, hallelujah, that you could have a better life. Hallelujah. He rose that you could be a better man, a better woman, better father, better mother, better husband, a wife, better everything. Hallelujah. And you don't, all this stuff don't happen overnight. It takes time. It's a process. People just don't get saved and now all of a sudden everything is gone. No, it's a process. There are things in you that you don't even know that live you. And people hear with this prayer, whatever you find, whatever's not right with you, God knows what's right. You know, it clears me up from everything that's not right in my life. It's not of you. My God, the Lord is an awesome God. Listen, let us serve him. Let us come to Jesus this morning. Amen. It's not too late as long as you're breathing. There's a chance for you to give your life to God, serving him and passing the word on. Jesus lived. He want to save you. He want to heal you. Hallelujah. Yesterday I was at a home going and they didn't make an altar call. I guess they assumed that everybody in the building was saved. But I try to make altar calls at every home going that I do. Hallelujah. Because there's somebody sitting in the building that don't know him as their personal savior. And everybody goes, but I know what I have not going to help you any unless you receive it, get saved like I got saved. Ask the Lord to come into your life. That's our job. It's to win other souls to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Win other souls. People that are going through, people that are sick. People that are dying of poverty. Hallelujah. And I'm on my sheep here, my whole side of me, I need. Some people die from a broken heart, but some loved one is dying. They thought that, if they did this, if they did that. No, that individual brought this thing on him or herself. All you can do is preach the word. And it's up to them to take it in and apply it to their lives daily. When my son Brian passed, his mother died. She lived 21, she lived 3 months after he died, and she died, yeah, that was a broken heart. I said, because people, they take it to heart. And then he blames himself for what had happened. And you don't have no control over that. Because we brought those children up in the house of prayer. We taught them. They knew how to pray. They received Jesus for themselves. I remember when we used to go to church on Tuesdays or whatever night, you remember the night that before we went over to another ministry. The Lord used to pick this boy up every night, pick him up from his seat, and stand him up in the pulpit, in the service. Just pick him up and set him up in the pool at every service. Whether it was Tuesday night, Thursday night, or Sunday, he got him, would pick him up and set him in the pulpit. Hallelujah. And this is what I'm talking about. We're responsible for our children. When they're small, we should bring them up in the admiration of God. To bring them up and teach them the way. And Jesus was teaching us. When he was hanging on the cross, he suffered and he bled and he died. He went through it. He was whipped for our healing. He was whipped for all 39 diseases. Might be more than that now. I don't know. But God was whipped for our healing. He died for our salvation. Hallelujah. But he's risen today and forever. When he went to his tomb was empty. And the stained his clothes, his grave clothes he had on was folded up neatly in the grave. So he wasn't there anymore. Hallelujah. So you know the Pharisees and the scribes, and the priests, they had to put out, you know, another story saying that they stole his body. That the homes in him. And people love you, people won't eat pork. But I tell you what, if you got any pork, when you pork chops in the bacon, just call me. I give you my number. You call me and I come get you. Too much of anything was just not good. You got to eat things in moderation. But if you call me some pork chop, call me. There's two or three ways you have it. Well, it's fried, baked. Hallelujah. But God died. He said whatever he had created, after the, you know, the lobster we was an ape was supposed to eat at one time. But we're no longer under the law. Hallelujah. And some things are not good for us. But we have to stay away from that kind of stuff. Because if it going to cause your body bodily harm, then you should just leave it alone. But he rose. He rose on a Sunday like this, early in the morning. Mary Magdalene, two others went to, they wanted dressing for the, you know, great dressing spot. Put this stuff, the spices and ointments on it. But when they got to the grave, the stone had been rolled away. And there were two angels standing there. And she wanted to know, what have you done with my Lord? Where have they moved him to? Where have they laid him? And they said, he's no longer here. Then Jesus appeared and said, I'm no longer here. I am risen. I'm alive and well. He did what he said he was going to do. He said, the house is going to be torn down. But in 3 days, the temple is going to be destroyed. But in 3 days, the temple will be raised. They thought it was a physical function. But he was talking about his physical body. Hallelujah. Hey, Mama Shinny Kaji. God is here. He's a mystery. He's mighty. He's an awesome God. It's amazing how he was born, how the Holy Ghost leaped into Mary's womb. It's amazing what the Lord can do, how he can do things, how he planned things out before all of this went about. Everything was already pre-planned in his head. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew how he wanted to create the heavens and earth with when there wasn't nothing. Stepped out on nothing and made something. This is the God that has risen. This is the mighty God that we all should be serving and loving and worshiping and telling other people about it. We should be, every opportunity we get, we should be telling somebody about Jesus. Every opportunity that you get, you should tell somebody about Jesus, the love that he has for us. Our God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth on him shall live and have eternal life. Be forgiven of every sin, past, present, and future. He's a mighty good God. He loves you. But look what he's done for us. And look what he's doing daily. He wakes us up every moment. Everybody has appointed time to die. Everybody has appointed time to die. But God wants you to, while you're living here, while you're doing some stuff, he wants you to tell other people. He wants you to live the life before the people. Amen. For you, before your family member. We buried a young lady yesterday who was only 41 years old. But while she was here, I went to her wedding. Hallelujah. A few years back. And, you know, that's the only way we get to Tampa. I said, Lord, only way I can go to Tampa is to go across all that water they got out there. I'll never get there again. Hallelujah. That's too much water for anybody to try to drink. Hallelujah. So what? She lived her life while she was here. She witnessed to people. She was loving and kind. My God. And she left two boys here with her husband. And they, oh my God, they spoke so well of her. But listen, the way we're speaking about Jesus today, is we're speaking so well of him and the thing that he accomplished while he was here on the earth. Amen. And he's still here. He's with us, in us. And we can do the work of what he left undone. We can do it through him. Hallelujah. We can do it. He's doing it through us. Teaching us how to act, how to love, how to forgive. Hallelujah. How to go through these trials and tribulations that we go through. We don't have these because we are here. But once you leave here and go home to be with Jesus, you don't have to worry about no more sickness, no more pain, no more aggravation, and no more trials, no more sickness, no more death, no more sorrow. It's going to be great. Going to be great. I'm looking forward to that day. Hallelujah. No more trials. No more being slandered and persecuted. But we will have to go through this stuff while we're here. So get used to it. If you haven't gotten used to it, you will get used to it. You know how to roll with the punches. When they say something, you know it's not true. It hurts. It hurts. But you got to look to Jesus and Lord, he knows. And you know. But people are here to hurt. Most people, they don't care that the devil will use them to try to slow you down or try to stop you from getting the gospel out. To tell people that Jesus is alive, he rose. Hallelujah, this is Resurrection Day. And this is a big day today. He rose. He was born. I don't know whether it was December, January, or February, whatever money was, I thank God that he was born. Because it's not recorded, but I don't know whether anybody, you know, went through history, looked through it, but he was born. And he was alive. For 33 years, he walked the earth, back and forth, doing good to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl he came in contact with. He left us his word. He left the disciples here to continue. And when he was going up, he asked us, why are you standing here gazing at me? The angel said, asked him, why are you standing here gazing? So you got to get about your father's business. He's gone to be with Jesus. He's going to send a comforter back. He sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a guide. And it leads you to all truth. Hallelujah. So let us serve him. Let us worship and praise his name. Hallelujah. Leave me, I seek here on my heart. And he said, in a little while, longer, the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live in you. I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and me in you and I. Hallelujah. So this moment, Jesus is in us. Everything you hope to do, because Jesus is in us, he gives us a mind. He will give you what he invented. He will open up your understanding of things that you didn't understand. He will give you revelations. Hallelujah. We should never be thinking of, you know, doing it or saying hurt anybody. As much as God has suffered for us, and he's shown us how we should live. He didn't fight back when they came to kill him. Peter, the one who threw his sword out of the sheath, and he wasn't swinging at that man here. He was swinging at his head. But he missed his head and cut the ear off. It was a miracle when God just reached down and picked his ear up and put it back on his face. That's something. Hallelujah. Put your sword away, Peter. You can't live by the sword till you die by the sword. Peter would fight in a minute. He would fight in a minute. He called himself fighting and defending Jesus. But Jesus didn't need him to defend him at that time, because Jesus came to do a work. And he knew his time was drawing near. And he got close to him at that time that it was spoken here. When Judas betrayed him, kissed him on the cheek. Hallelujah. Listen, they couldn't reckon, they didn't know which one was Jesus, because they all looked alike. They all, you know, had the same complexion. Hallelujah. So he had to point him out. The one who I kissed, that's the one you see. Jesus knew this, because he told him, whatever you have to do, do it quickly. We are going through stuff now. But once we leave here, all that's going to be left here, you won't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. Yeah, my shin came high. Jesus told me, peace, be still. And the sea had to be still. Listen, we got the same power. Peace be still in your home. Peace be still on your job. Peace be still in your physical body. Peace be still in your marriage. Hallelujah. He died for it all, not for some, but for all. He died for it all, not for some. Hallelujah. He's risen. He rose for you and me. He goes for the whole world, those who won't accept him as Lord and Savior. And Amahiah, before he left here, hallelujah, he left the legacy. My God, he's alive and we are safe. And people, the unbelievers, if you don't believe, he's alive. Hallelujah. He is alive. You must believe. Let him come into your life. Open up your heart so you can receive him as Lord and Savior. The greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for a friend, for friends, for his friends. But Jesus laid his life down for us. Laid it down. Nobody took it. He gave it up. He didn't tussle. He didn't fight. He didn't cuss. He didn't even have a high side of it. He wasn't crying. Let me stay here a little longer. Some things I want to do. But he hasn't completed his task. His task was completed at the age of 33. 33 years old. His task here. He had to train the disciples so that they can carry on. As he was gone. Hallelujah. He is who he said he is. And we got to serve him, worship him, and tell others about Jesus. The resurrection is the biggest thing. Even happened to man since his birth, since his death. If it just would have died and didn't rise, we all would have been defeated. His dying would have been in vain. Hallelujah. So let us remember that he is alive in you. He's alive in me. He's alive in other brothers and sisters who has accepted him as Lord and Savior. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. He is alive. My goodness and mercy. He is alive. I know he's alive. For the things that I've gone through and he brought me out of, nobody could have, no human being could have brought me out of that but him. Hallelujah. He said they made his grave with the wicked, was with the rich at death, his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. This is what you call a perfect man. Perfect. Hey, yeah, they call him everything but a child of the king. They say he's either saved. Why don't you save yourself and then save us? He's the man on the cross. But every opportunity, he got ahead of an opportunity to save one more while he was here. The man said, remember me. And he told us, all right, you'll be with me in paradise from this day forward. So this is the God that died for you and I. He is our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He is our Redeemer. The Holy One. The Holy One of Israel. My God, my God. So let us think about this today. And this is a thing. This is a thing people of, you know, they've been doing yesterday and all the way up to last night. Amen. They was buying clothes and this was stuff. Now after 70, they probably be hurting in a few weeks. Hallelujah. But that's the pagan stuff. I don't know where you come up with the Easter egg, honey. And this should be called only the resurrection. The resurrection day. Hallelujah. When Jesus rose for better lives, for better situations, and the better circumstances. He rose that you would have to die and go to hell. But hell is real, there's hell with you. Hell is real. There's a place that is enlarging itself every day. Hallelujah. And the devil is trying to get as many people as he can. He's deceiving them by the thousands, even maybe by the millions, because people even paid folks, you know, bishops and apostles, a lot of people are falling by the wayside. And God said in his words, if he didn't come soon, there wouldn't be nobody left to go to hell. Excuse everybody would be, you know, would sky go to hell. So he got to come soon because the wayside God, the devil, you know, he don't have no new tactics. No new strategy. The same thing he used back then, he's using now. Just got new people. New people. He's using the same bait that he used 1,000 years ago. He's using now. He just want to get you caught up. Get you in deep. Can we have you thinking that you can't get out? But I don't care how far down you fall. Jesus can reach way down and pick you up. If you want to be picked up, if you want to be delivered, he can do it within a twinkling of an eye. But do you want to be saved? Do you want to live a prosperous life? Do you want to live a healthy life? Do you want to live a life where people will say, listen, I want to be just like him. I want to serve the God that he serves. I want to walk around with a smile on my face. I want to be able to attract people to Jesus. Hallelujah. my God, I want people to love him the way I love him. I want them to serve him the way I serve. Ah, my gosh, yeah, when I first got saved, he knew everything looked different to me. But it was the same, because after a while, when your eyes open up, you could see that people, you know, they were doing the same thing they were doing before you got saved. And everybody's not going to love you because you gave your life to God. You're going to lose a lot of friends, relatives. Now, when I was out there drinking, trying to drink, I wasn't drinking, I was trying. Because a half a can of beer, I was out. I didn't have to stop hanging with them, they stopped hanging with me because I was missing a big party. But they had to, you know, leave or where they was at to take me home. So I didn't leave them, they left me. And I wasn't even saved there. Thing that I tried to do when I was a teenager, I could not do. I tried, but it didn't work. So God had a call on your life. The thing that you didn't, I didn't get caught up in drugs and alcohol and smoking and stuff like that. I didn't get caught up in men and women and stuff. I didn't get caught up in stuff like that. I was trying, but I couldn't. Listen, a puppy can't run with the dog, but they're bigger and faster. They know how, they know the ins and outs of life. A lot of my puppy had to stay on the porch to keep it getting ran over by cars. So I had to stay away from those type of people. I couldn't go with them. When they went to the clubs, I would call myself going to the, it didn't work. It didn't work. I went for a while. But I had to stop. So God had a plan for my life and a purpose. Just like God had a purpose for Jesus to be born and to live and to show, amen, the world that he was alive and well, that he came to make changes, that he made a change. Even when he was on the cross, died, he hollered, my God, why have you forsaken me? Listen, God could not look on sin because Jesus had the sins of the world all over him. So God had to turn his back on his son. Hallelujah. They say even the priest, the chief priest, also mocking him and described as elders. He saved others, save himself. He cannot save. If he can save, he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. They're looking for a different type of sign. But the sign is on the cross, the true sign. Hallelujah. But he said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Listen, God is a mighty God. Can you imagine that when he died, the veil rent from the top to the bottom? That means we can go to God and pray for ourselves. Back then, only the priests, and they had to be right. If they wasn't right, when they went into the temple, and they were tied rope around their ankle, and if you didn't hear the bells, he was dead, just dragging them up out of them. And somebody was going to take his place. So he took all of their sins once a year. But all the sacrifices that they did, the law was not perfect, and nobody could live the law. The law was the schoolmaster to teach you the way to come to Jesus. That's what it did when Jesus died. One sacrifice for all, one time. Jesus not going to die again. He died once and for all. So here we are. You're not at your crossroads. The Lord wants to save you. The Lord wants to show you how easy it is. It's a little rough sometimes. Hallelujah. And sometimes you want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. And throw the towel out. Like a boxer when he's fighting, and then if the trainers see him being hurt, and he can't defend himself, then throw the towel in. So that means they give up and say, listen, we quit. Because he can't defend himself. Listen, we can always defend ourselves. Use the word of God. And say, pray the word. Pray the word. Great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Pray the word. That's what we have to do and should do. The word. The God said that man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Hallelujah. My. Can you imagine Jesus on the cross? Hallelujah, bleeding, pierced in his side, nails in his hand, and in his feet. And the women followed him, and many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, hallelujah, and the mother of Joseph. Hallelujah, and mother of Zebedee's son. These women were there doing the great work they were doing, they were there serving. They wanted to get closer, but they wouldn't allow them to get that close. Now, when the evening had come, they came with a rich man from ARIME. Hallelujah, THDA, named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus, the rich man. The rich people could serve the Lord too. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen, because they need Jesus as well as those who don't have money. Now they think their money can get them in, but it won't. So you got to be born again. You must be converted into the salvation of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come unto me, all who will live in heaven, and I will give you rest. We got this. Just love God the way he is, because he is the Most High God. El Elyon, the Most High God. Hallelujah. He is. He said, I am that I am. When you say Moses, say Moses, say, who did I say? This he said, tell him I am that I am that sent you. Before Abraham was, I am. But before anything was, he was and is. Serving him is a privilege and an honor. I love the Lord. And I know he loves me. Because he gave his life, died, and went into the grave. Went into hell for 3 days and 3 nights. What a mighty God. And when he rose, he said, he rose with all power. The word said, all power. He rose. So I'm going to move on out of here. Hallelujah, because the Lord has been good to me. And I know he's good. He's good to everybody. Not only to the saints, but to the sinners who are not saved. They're still here. Giving them an opportunity to serve him. Hallelujah. Giving them an opportunity to give their lives to God, to repent. Hallelujah. Even we have family members who are in prison. I have a great grandson. I have a grandson that who has 2 life sentences. And it don't seem like it's a lot bothering him at all. And you know, I don't understand. I mean, he's been caught up in the sin. And they don't mind spending his young life. And they don't have a choice right now. This is the Lord work of miracle. And sometimes God has a lot of people to go to jail and to go to prison and all to save them. Hallelujah. Sometimes God allows this to happen. So they have prison ministries. They have people going to the prison and preach salvation to the lost. So they have an opportunity. and it's not over for them. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't think it's over for your children if they're in jail or whatever problem they have, like a sickness or disease or whatever. It's not over. It's not over. They say it's not over till the fat lady sing, but listen, it's not over because Jesus died and rose. All and to come, all that is here and all that is to come for you and your family, yeah, and your friends and neighbors and co-workers. Jesus is alive. Live on the job the way you live, as you know, where you put that way you're supposed to be, who God called you to be on the job, as well as in the church. Anybody can live saved in the church. But can you live saved on the job when they frustrate you, when they got you all upset and stuff? Can you hold your peace and just pray? God will take care of the situation on the job. Some kind of become situation. But he can take care of that. But you have to listen, there's something that God gave us the power to take charge and to get it done. Let us stop complaining, mumbling and grumbling. He didn't do any of those things when he was being whipped. He didn't do any of those things when he was on the cross. And when they came to get him, he wasn't kicking and screaming and hollering. He went with them without putting up a fight or struggle. I know what people say hurts, but listen, it's time out for complaining and mumbling and grumbling all the time. Because it's not going to change a thing. Not going to change a thing. I had problems on the job, but I spoke the word. I prayed that God moved in a mighty way. Never changed the way people thought about me, the way they spoke about me. Even my shit came out. You can do that. He didn't ask you to compete and say complain it was going to change anything for the better. But for the worst, because you're bogging yourself down with a whole lot of stuff that you don't have to. So let us live the life that we live in church, live it at home, live it on the job, in the streets, wherever you go. Live a holy life, a righteous life. Hallelujah. And you can get somebody, call somebody to be saved on the job. By the way you conduct yourself, by the way you act, the way you speak, the way you walk, the way you look. And let your confidence be pleasant. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I thank God for you listening this morning. This is Pastor Franklin Godwin. To let the glory is after my wife. Amen. Here in Miami, Florida. Love and Action Christian Center. Under the leadership of Apostle Erica Robinson, amen, Cinema and Manna. I hope you got something out of what I said. Hallelujah. Amen. So, salvation is the way to go. If you want to see Jesus and some of those loved ones that you have gone on before you, everybody that's dying is not going to heaven. Everybody's not going to heaven. I remember a lady was saying she died and she went to when she went to heaven. She was her son, she had a couple of twin boys. She had twin boys, and both of them died before she did. And she was looking for her children in heaven. And she said she didn't see her children. Hallelujah. So everybody, you know, not going to accept Jesus. Okay, how much you keep them in church? Everybody's not going to accept Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they think what they're doing is right and the only way. Hallelujah. So Jesus died for us and he rose for us. Hallelujah. And in Romans 10 and 9 says, if you want to be saved, it don't matter what you've done, how many people you've murdered, how many women you raped, how many abortions you have had, whatever it is, how many men you slept with or women you slept with, God is willing and able to forgive you. He said that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. It's not hard. God never made it hard for us to serve him, never made it hard for us to receive him. It's easy. Religion and tradition, doctors and men made it hard. Religion is bondage. You tell you what you can't do, what you can eat, and what you can't eat. It's worse than, you know, these people with these different health programs. What you can't eat and what you can't eat. Hallelujah. You can't drink this, you can't drink that. But salvation. Amen. You need a personal relationship with Jesus. Personal, that's between you and him. You talk to him, he talks back to you. Hallelujah. So we're just grateful this morning. Happy resurrection to everyone all over the world and to the hands of Apostle Erica.
Amen. Amen. God bless everybody on today. I pray that y'all Resurrection Sunday was well on today. Amen. We are excited about what God is doing, that we know that he has rose from the dead. But we also begin to recognize he made a mission that was impossible, that man may see impossible. He made it possible. He made it possible. And the reason why I say he made it possible, because he was able to walk 40 days and 40 nights in a molecule state, and with molecules they move rapid. So as molecules move rapid, it moves fast. So within those 40 days he was in a molecule state. He was in a transfigurated state, where you transparent state, where you literally could not touch him, but you can see him, you can see through him. But it was the molecules that was, you know, keeping him stable. And as long as those molecules were stable, right, he was able to stay in that transfiguration state. If nobody has not attempted, if anybody know that the mission was impossible, that mission that day was possible. That day was possible. That day was possible when he raised from the dead. That day was possible. Amen. Even when he gave up the ghosts. Amen. And the skies and the heavens broken and there were earthquakes. He made it possible to the impossible. And when we give God the glory for what he is doing, that he is, amen, raising us, amen, he has brought us into the marvelous light, he has changed the lives of other people, he died for our humanity so we can live right and get right, and get right before we get home, amen, to our internal home. So we are excited about what's going on today. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, we'll deal with it on today. Amen. We are excited. So for those who want to sow a seed into, amen, Love and Action Christian Center, we have our Cash App. The Cash App is Franklin 1943. So for those who are sowing into the ministry, please sow into the ministry. Amen. This ministry is powerful. If you desire to have a pastor, amen, and leaders, amen, after God's own heart, I encourage you, amen, to come down to Miami, Florida. Come down to Miami, Florida. Amen. You will get some sound teaching, doctrine on and throughout the week on Bible study on Tuesday nights and their Sunday morning service at 11 a.m. So we're excited about what God is doing. We want to wish everybody a happy Resurrection Day. Amen. Happy risen. He's alive. He's well. He's kicking. He's full of fire. Amen. We're excited about what God is getting ready to do. He made the impossible the possible on today, and we are excited about what he is doing. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, amen, he's already, amen, invited you in on today, amen. So I'm going to turn this back over, amen, to, amen, the Honorable, amen, Pastor Franklin Goffin, the host of Love and Action Christian Center. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Amen. We're just so happy to be alive today and to be able to minister the word of God to men and women, boys and girls all over the world. And I'm excited and ecstatic about the laws, what she's done, and the people that we are reaching every Sunday, every Tuesday, every night, every time, to all when we are on the air. I think we have 39 platforms that be on, that's mm-hmm. a lot, and we are reaching people everywhere.
Yes.
And it's just things have come from so far to where they are now. Shout out of Bahia. I remember when television first came. I was 12 years old when we got a television. I was 12 years old when we got a phone, because we had a phone outside the apartment building. Everybody used their phone. And if they called, somebody called my mom and they said, "Miss Manny, telephone, apartment A or whatever." And that we had to go down and get the phone. But things have changed. Now his cell phones and dad beepers and all that kind of stuff. They got everything going now. There is no excuse that we can't get the word out. Now I'm on Sheik here on my higher Facebook, YouTube, and they got Twitter and all of that. They got so much. So please let us stop fighting amongst ourselves. Amen. And just get the word out. Get people saved. Forget about the things, how you believe and what they're going to believe. It's more important to get the word out. Get the truth out. Tell people about Jesus, who has risen from the dead, that you and I could have a right to the tree of life. Come on, Sheik, get over my eye. Yeah, I see. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you for the day. This is Resurrection Day. We thank you for rising on that day. We thank you for going to the cross. We thank you for coming into this world and giving us an opportunity. Today you presented yourself as holy, righteous living. Lord, we thank you for being here for us, God, and still here for us. We thank you for living in us. Allow us to live in you and live living in us, God. We thank you. We praise your name this morning. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for all you have over the years in my life and what you've done for my family. We thank you, Lord. Ah, my soul, say yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord, I'm all seeing out of my eye. I'll serve you, God. I'll serve you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my eye. Yes, thank you, for the soul that was saved on the day. Thank you for delivering those who need deliverance.
Jesus.
Needed to be delivered, God. We thank you for healing those who was in need of healing. We thank you for being a mind regulator and a heart speaker. We thank you for mending up the broken hearts and moving out the deep hurts. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for favor. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for the leaders of Israel. For you pray for the leaders of Ukraine. We pray for the Russian leaders. We pray, God, that they will have a change of mind and a change of heart. I'm on seek here on high. We pray, I'm on seek for the third world countries. We pray for our nation, our president and vice president. We pray for all of the politicians. We pray for all of the world leaders. We pray for all of God's spiritual leaders. Lord, that you would strengthen them, God, that you'd encourage them and lift them up and use them lightly, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the marriages. We pray for families. We pray for the brothers and sisters, uncles and nephews and nieces and aunties. We pray, God, and have a heart that family members would come together. Stop squabbling over stuff that happened 30, 40 years ago, and the people that did it are gone home. Help them to turn that loose. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for our leader, Apostle Aaron Robinson, this morning. We pray that your will be done in life. and pray that you're going to lift her up and encourage her. Be what she needs you to be for her right now. Many of her higher. Many that be there from God continues to provide her. Shield and protect her from all her harm and danger. Be and unseen, all manner of sickness and diseases. In the name of Jesus. Lea Mahaya, we pray for her family. Lea Kula Mahaya, we pray for the skin of this morning. Lea Kaya, Sun Kawasi, Kiyasha, Mana Namakula Mahaya. We pray, Yamaha, for my wife this morning. Lea Kula Miyashia, Mahaseka, Mahasanda. We pray, God, that you will be done. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory. Amen and amen. And happy resurrection to everyone. We'll see you a little later this afternoon. I'm going to fix breakfast now, y'all.
God bless everybody. God bless everybody, everybody on today. Amen. Happy Resurrection Day to everyone on today. God bless you.
Name and the most powerful name that you'll ever say. Come on, say it again. Say Jesus. There's something about that name. There's something about that name. Come on, say it again.
The last party in the conference.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name so precious. There is no other name I know. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name so precious. No other name I know that can calm your fears and dry your tears and wipe away your pain. When you don't know what else to pray, when you can't find the words to say, say the name. Oh, say the name. Come on and say the name. You just gotta say that name. Jesus, come on, say, Jesus. There's deliverance in the name.